Now for the first speech of the day, I call upon Munasad Bayat Sahib, Habibullah Ta'ala, who is my respected colleague and who is serving here at the Islamic Dawah Academy as a teacher in the full-time Alim class and also in the Hifz class. So I request Munasad Bayat Sahib, Habibullah Ta'ala, to come forward and address the gathering. I request all my mothers and sisters to listen very attentively, and any speech, any advice we are given, then assess ourselves and see how this relates to me and take points of amal back with us.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen, Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa qudaha an-nasu wal hijarah 'alayha mala'ikatun ghilazun shidadun la ya'suna Allaha ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma nahala walidun waladahu afdala min adabin hasan. Sadaqallahu al-'azim wa sadaqa rasuluhu an-nabiyyul ummiyyul karim. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. My dear respected mothers and sisters and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The verse that I had the honor of reciting in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, calls out to the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who have been blessed with this great blessing of Iman, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and save your family from the fire. This ayah and this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person, he strives first of all to save himself, herself from the fire by staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bringing the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into one's life. Striving to become a muttaqi. Striving to bring piety in one's life. And not only striving to better one's life, one's spiritual progress, one's dini progress. Thereafter, one tries the utmost to work upon their family, to nurture their family, to do the tarbiyah of their children. My brothers, my sisters, when we ponder upon our lives, we self-assess our lives, we put our lives in front of this verse of the Quran, we will see that we will give much importance to striving to better ourselves, striving to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our life. But this second step, where a person strives to better one's family, to work on one's family, upon our children, we save themselves from the wrath and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We save themselves from the fire of them from the fire of Jahannam by bringing the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into their life, by making them stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, we need to look into our lives and see that, do we have this concern? This concern of giving our children the correct ta'aleem, the correct education, dini education. Do we have the correct concern, the right attitude in nurturing our children, doing the tarbiyah of our children? Many of us will say that we are striving, we are making effort, but do we have true concern? true concern for the deep progress of our children, true concern for their hereafter. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says that save yourself and your family from the fire. He mentions beautifully that in this worldly life, if you saw your child, your children running towards a fire due to ignorance, not knowing the harms of the fire, a child is running towards the fire, would you just suffice on saying that, oh son, oh daughter, stay away from the fire, stay away from the fire, the fire is going to harm you? No. A mother, a father will try their utmost. They will come into action and they will try their utmost to save this child from the fire, from this fire harming this child. My sisters, my brothers, we need to look into our own life and see that, do we have this concern that when we see our children running towards, unfortunately, towards the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the fire of Jahannam by doing the disobedience of Allah subhanahu, do we have that same concern that if we see some harm coming to our children in their worldly lives, that concern that we have in regard to their health, in regard to their well-being, in regard to their wealth, in regard to their home, their finance, the concern that a parent has for their children, do we have that same concern in regards to their deen progress, in regards to their spiritual progress? My sisters and my brothers, due to us not having the right concern, due to not us having the concern for the deen progress of our children, we see many problems within our own homes, within our own families, within the community. We see our children far away from deen, far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, far away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, when you look into life, my sisters, when you look into the lives of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, we see this concern that they had, the concern that they had for their children. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in regards to Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Yaqub alayhim salam, that when they were on their deathbed, they gave a wasiyah, they gave a bequest to their children. And my sisters, my brothers, go into the world of imagination. A person is in their final moments on their deathbed. Imagine the important advices they will share with their children, the things they are about to say, how important it will be for their children. But we see here the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they had one concern only, that my children, will they stay on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will they stay on deen? Inna Allah astafa lakum deen, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen deen for you, Islam for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except that you are in a state of being a Muslim. And Yaqub alayhi salam, he mentions to his children, إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ, that he mentions to his children that, who will you worship? Who will you worship after I have passed away, my demise? They say, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَاهَكَ وَإِلَاهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَاهًا وَاحِدًا, that we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they had the right concern, this true concern, this is why the children were on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first responsibility that falls on a parent, my mothers and sisters, my brothers, is that we give our children the right ta'aleem, the correct education, the correct deeni education, that they know what is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they reach an age of understanding where they can differentiate between right and wrong, they know what is halal, what is lawful, what is haram, what is unlawful. They know what is sunnah, what is wajib. They know what is makruh tahrim, makruh tanzih. They have this knowledge. And it is not only sufficient that we hand over our children into the company of the ulama, into the makatib, into the maktab, and we can suffice upon this, that the ulama are looking after them, the ulama are teaching them. No, we should look over the education, the deen education, their progress, that what they are learning, what they are learning, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this actually coming into their life? Is this coming into their practical life? Is there a change in their life? This is the second step, a parent, a responsibility that falls upon a parent, that after giving ta'aleem, a parent has concern for the tarbiyah, the nurturing of the child, that what they have learned, the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of deen, is it present in their life? Practically, they know that salah is fun, they know that to stay away from zina is a must, to stay away from intoxicants is a must, to stay away from drugs is a must, to stay away from those acts that are against modesty and haya. They know all these things, but have we inculcated in their mind the importance of these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we inculcated the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gravity of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only when we inculcate these things into their lives, into our children's lives, then we will see a change. We hear people complaining, parents complaining, that my child, when they were young, they were reading salah, yet an age came, the age of the teenagers, and we see that this child needs salah. Why? Because we do not put the importance of salah into their lives. We don't bring the love of salah into their lives, the virtues of salah into their lives. When we bring the importance, the love of salah into their lives, then they will continue. But if it is only we are just commanding them that do this, don't do this, don't do this, and we don't explain to them, we don't interact with them, we don't talk to them, we don't explain the importance of these actions, the virtues of these actions, the effects of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will not bring these changes into their life. We find in the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the importance he gave to doing the tarbiyah of children, nurturing children. We find in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentions in regards to himself, he was the stepson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentions that I was in the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and once I was eating with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my hand was moving, وَكَانَتْ يَدِي تَطِيشُ فِي الصَّحْفَةِ, that my hand was moving here and there like the habit of a child, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing this, he got hold of this opportunity to nurture this child, nurture Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu ta'ala, and he beautifully, he first of all says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ya Ghulam, O son, and with much love, with much compassion, with mercy, with much affection, he calls this child and he says, O child. We find this in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that time and time again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses such words to bring the attention of the child. He mentions, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son. This brings the child closer to you. It brings the attention of the child. The child will most definitely listen to you, that what you have to say after that, it is very important. My sisters, my brothers, when we look into our lives, we see that we don't give the correct love, the love that our children crave for. It is in the nature of every human, every child, that they crave for love. And if we do not give love to our children, we do not give them attention, we do not give them respect, the honor they deserve, the recognition they deserve, we will see that they will become disconnected from us. And there will come a time, because they are not receive this love from the parents, from the mother, from the father, we will see that they will become distant from their parents, and they will go out looking in unlawful avenues, in unlawful avenues, in unlawful places for love. They will go and look for respect in unlawful avenues, gangs. They will look for respect and love in wrong company, because we do not give them love, we do not give them respect, we do not give them attention, they will go looking in these wrong avenues. We see in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, O child, and he shows love, and he's showing attention to this child. And instead of correcting the child straight away, saying that you should not move your hands here and there, you should eat from the side that is in front of you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions two adab, two adab first of food, that Sambillah, recite Bismillah, wakul biyaminik, three adab, eat with your right hand, two adab, and then after the third adab, wakul mimma yaleek, and eat from the side that is close to you. This is another lesson we learn from this hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we are nurturing our child, we are correcting our child, we should not scold them, we should not have this habit of shouting at them, because time and time again when you scold a child, when you keep on shouting at them, there will come a time that they will have resentment for this behavior of the parent. they will have some sort of hatred in their heart that my mother, my father is always shouting at me, always scolding at me. And when we look into the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that with much love, with much affection, he would nurture the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned that I did the khidmah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. He came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a young age. And he stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. And he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said oof to me. He never said that, why haven't you done this? He never said, have you done this? He never scolded. And this is why they saw the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with them. This is why they remembered this. They remembered the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They remembered the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They remembered the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they sent this forward and they presented this forward to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, we need to realize that tarbiyah, we need to show love to our children. We need to show affection to our children. We need to show respect to our children. We need to show compassion and give them attention. And another thing I'd like to mention here is that sometimes parents, when they see the young child making a mistake, this thought comes into their mind. Sometimes we hear parents say that the child is very young, you know, there's no need to correct this mistake, very, very young this child is, so inshallah when the child grows up we'll correct the mistake. No, we should never have this attitude that this child is too young. This child is too young. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Hasan radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Hasan radiallahu ta'ala an, pick up a khajur, a date, from the dates of sadaqah. And we know that the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sadaqah, they are not able to take from the wealth of sadaqah. So he says, Hasan radiallahu ta'ala an, pick this date up and put it in his mouth. He's putting it in his mouth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't think that this child is very small. In one riwayah we find that he was approximately 2.5 years old, 3 years old. He nurtures Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He mentions, kaf, kaf, ilmi biha, that throw this away. Ama alinta, that don't you know that anna la nakulu sadaqah, that we don't consume from the wealth of sadaqah. He didn't think, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't think this child is very young. This child is very young, he will not learn. No. This, that moment got that opportunity and do the tarbiyah of the child, because this has a long lasting effects on the child. If we do not got that opportunity, we do not correct that problem, we do not correct that issue, that mistake that the child builds, has made, then this problem builds. The problem builds and problem builds to certain extent that we find ourselves in problems and we are not able to nurture the child how we want to nurture the child. And like was mentioned in the verse of the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar, that save yourselves and save your family from the fire. Those of us who are in a position of tarbiyah, the mother, the father, when we do tarbiyah of our children, we should not forget ourselves. For tarbiyah to be fruitful, for tarbiyah to bring fruits, it is necessary that a murabbi, the person who is doing tarbiyah, they rectify themselves first. What they are preaching, what they are telling their child, they have it in their own life. What benefit will it be that a mother, a father is telling their child that read salah, yet salah is not in their life. They say to a child that stay away from bad language, foul language, control your tongue, yet they are not controlling their tongue. Stay away from lying, stay away from cheating, yet they are not staying away from these wrongs. My mothers and sisters, we need to understand that our children, they learn from our actions. They learn from our speech. They learn from our attitude and our behavior. If we do not correct ourselves, then all these wrong habits that we have in our own lives, we will see that it will rub onto them. It will come into their lives. And may not be that due to not us fulfilling our responsibility as parents, as mothers, as fathers, that on the day of judgment, when a parent is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the child comes and says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my mother, my father, they did not do my tarbiyah. They did not give correct ta'aleem. And due to us being negligent in regard to the rights of our children, we are taken to task in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ, that each of you is a shepherd. And وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ, each of you will be taken to task, will be taken to account in regard to their flock, in regard to their subject, the mother will be taken to account in regards to their children, that did they give their children the right ta'aleem, the right tarbiyah. The father will be taken to account in regards to their children, that did they give the right ta'aleem, the right tarbiyah. My mothers and sisters, my brothers, we need to honestly look into our lives, assert our lives, and see that today are we actually fulfilling this right of ta'aleem that falls upon us for our children? Are we fulfilling this right that we are giving the correct tarbiyah to our children? We have concern for their worldly matters. We have concern for their well-being. We have concern for their wealth, their finance. We have concern for their careers. Yet, do we have that same concern in regards to their akhirah? Do we have that same concern in regards to their dini progress? In regards to them being the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My mothers and sisters, my brothers, if we bring that same concern that we have for their well-being, for their careers, for their wealth, for their home, for their well-being, and that same concern we translate it in regard to the dini progress, in regard to the spiritual progress, in regard to the akhirah, we will see a change in their lives. We will see a change in our environments, in our home. We will see that our children will become the coolness of our eyes. My mothers and sisters, we need to make a resolve today that we realize that this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this great blessing of children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, are we investing it for our hereafter, to profit in the hereafter, or unfortunately, due to negligence, due to not giving them attention, due to not giving them love, the respect that they deserve, we are in loss in regards to our akhirah? My mothers and sisters, my brothers, we need to go away from here today and ask ourselves, take our time, do muhasaba, self-assess ourselves, and see that do we have this concern in our lives that we are giving our children the right ta'aleem? Are we giving our children the right tarbiyah? Are we acting upon this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that save yourselves and save your family from the fire of Jahannam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been said, and give all mothers and sisters and brothers seated here the tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ahlihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward respected one and sadisa for those beneficial advices. And let us take this lesson back with us that nurturing our children is a great responsibility and a great duty upon our shoulders, and assess ourselves at how much are we doing to fulfill this responsibility. In which way are we nurturing our children? Are we nurturing them in a way that they become those who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we giving them the correct education, the correct ta'aleem of their deen? And are we creating within them the capability to practice upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like Mawlana's respected Mawlana mentioned, that for that we need to assess ourselves also, that how much are we fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do we know with regards to deen? Because the more we lack with regards to our deen, the knowledge of deen and practicing upon deen, and the same effect will come upon our children, and the fault will be ours. On the day of judgment, they will say that our parents did not teach us, because we did not have knowledge ourselves. We did not know ourselves. We did not create that love and respect for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ourselves. So we could not transfer this to our children. So let us take this lesson back with us and give importance to nurturing our children and rectifying ourselves as well in such a way that we are able to nurture our children.